Seattle police cleared out a homeless camp known as Nicholsville today. It's been temporarily located on South Dearborn near the freeway since 2014. Ronald Hawthorne was one of the first to see police arrive. He alerted other campers.
You know, I told them, look, the police are all here. There's a lot of them. They say we only got 30 minutes to get out.
He says the eviction was mostly peaceful. The 16 people there knew it was coming.
She was trying to get up.
After some recent conflict, residents ousted the on-site management. They lost their church sponsor, and the property owner said enough. Camper Cecilia Carey did not go quietly.
There are decent men and women living here, people in pain, mental health issues, people who are working, who can't afford rent. I am one of those people. This has got to stop.
City officials say camp conditions had become unacceptable, with no on-site security or maintenance for porta-potties. Social service workers that visited the site also reportedly saw drug use and weapons, a violation of camp rules.
Maybe in a few hours we're going to open this up.
Out on the sidewalk, Stephen McKnight gathered up his belongings.
I'm just carrying my clothes, necessities, stove.
Where are you going now?
I'm going down underneath the viaducts by the stadiums.
City officials say all the campers left voluntarily. Half went to a new encampment south of here, two went to other shelters, but six struck out on their own, like McKnight. It made him emotional to think about it.
People get killed. I've been on the streets. I've seen people shot dead right in front of my eyes. I've seen children shooting up freaking heroin, you know? I mean, that's what they need to work on.
It's about survival now, he says, and he thinks somehow he'll be okay. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.